Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
When is the last time you felt alive? The last time you stepped out of the shadows and let the world see your light shine? This is a place for you to find yourself. A place to discover your passion. The gift you want to give to the world. If you want to dance, we hope you dance. Whatever and whoever you want to be is exactly who you should be. Welcome to Live, Love, Dance. Here's Deanna Lee.
Welcome to Live, Love, Dance. I am Deanna Lee, and this is where we hope to inspire others to live their dreams. Now, if you've been afraid, not confident enough to go for it, we hope that you find a little inspiration here. And dance can mean anything. It could be getting out of a bad relationship. It could mean going back to college. Live, love, dance. Go for it and do it. Now, today on the show, we are so excited to welcome one of our beloved Sea Gals. Kylie Cook is with us. Hi, Kylie.
Hi, how's it going?
I'm fantastic. I'm so excited that you're here with us today because I'm a huge fan of the Sea Gals, and I've been following your director, Courtney, for many, many years.
Mm-hmm, she's awesome.
Her story is so inspiring.
Yes,
she started out as a Sea Gal, and now she's the director 10 years later.
Yes, she's done such a great job this year. It's been her first season, and it's just only going to get so much better from here. She's wonderful.
Yes, I would love to meet her. And so hopefully she'll be listening to this podcast, and maybe I'll put that out there that Miss Courtney might like to come and be a part of Live, Love, Dance as well.
Courtney.
Yeah.
I'm going to send this to you.
Shout out. But let's talk about your story, Kylie. Can you tell us a little bit about, first we want to know, where are you from originally?
Yeah, I grew up in Bonnie Lake, Washington, down south. And my parents still live there, and I love going back to visit. So that's where I grew up and went to high school. And then I went to school in at WSU in Everett for a little bit, and then just graduated in May, and I live over on the east side now.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
And what's your degree in?
My degree is in integrated strategic communication, which was really fun because I got to do kind of all sorts of different things. Instead of majoring and being so specific in one genre or one major, I got to do public relations and journalism and marketing and all sorts of fun stuff. And after I graduated, I was an intern for the Special Olympics of Washington.
Oh, wow.
And I love them. Also, shout out to them because they're great, great people. And I truly love Special Olympics so much. So that was a great experience to have.
That is really great. I love seeing someone that is so well-rounded like you, Kylie. That's inspiring right there. So let's talk about your dance background. Did you start when you were young? How did dance come into your life?
Yeah, my mom put me in dance when I was probably about 3 years old, and just kind of was like an extracurricular thing to do.
Yeah, that's a hard word to say. Extracurricular. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Don't judge me for that.
You got it, girl.
Just kind of a little extra thing for me to do, kind of get my energy out. I did other things too, but I just wasn't into all the other sports as much as I was into dance. You know, I loved to express myself, and I loved all the friends I made. So I just did it for fun growing up. And then as I got older, I started to take it a little bit more seriously and started to kind of do competitions. And then when I was in high school, I just did high school cheerleading and had so much fun doing that and being a part of our community in Bonnie Lake. And then I auditioned for Sea Gals when I was, I think I was just 18 years old when I auditioned for the first time, and I actually didn't make it the first time I auditioned. And so I took that and I was like, you know what, I'm going to do everything I need to do to come back. I'm going to make it next year. And I came back and I made it, and I was still really young and had an amazing first year, and just has really gotten better and better each year I've been on the team.
See, this is the core of Live, Love, Dance, Kylie. You went your first year, you were 18, you auditioned, and you didn't make it. How are you feeling at that time when you know, you're hoping your number's called, I really want to be a part of this amazing organization, the Sea Gals, mm-hmm. and then you don't make it? What happened at that moment?
That was really difficult. I mean, I had nothing to lose also at that point. So I remember my mom was, you know, she tried to encourage me. Of course, I was disappointed, but I really used that. And I, at the time, our director's name was Sherry Thompson, and I just reached out to her and I said, "What can I do to improve and to get better?" And she said A, B, C, and D, and I took those things and just took it. I didn't take it personally. I just wanted to be better, so I took the year, worked on all those things, and came back. But of course, it was disappointing, but. Yeah. It made it all that much like more sweet when I finally did make it.
Right.
And it just made me appreciate it so much more.
That is truly something that I encourage our dancers to do in the Deanna Lee Dance Organization. When they want to achieve a certain goal, and the ones that come to me and say, you know, I didn't reach that goal this year. I didn't make the team that I wanted to make. What do I need to do to better myself so that when auditions come around next year, I can be prepared for that? And so good on you for taking that initiative. And I'm sure the director saw that and was like, okay, there's the kind of girl that we want because she's motivated. And she wants to grow and she wants to better herself. And that's how you live, love, dance. I mean, that is how, you know, you get to and achieve the goals that you want to in life.
Yeah. And I really think everything just happens for a reason. Looking back now, I'm like, you know what? It wasn't meant to happen that year. But guess what? I came back the next year and I've had five amazing seasons on the team. So it kind of all goes full circle. And you're like, oh, this makes sense, right?
Wow, you've been on the team for 5 years.
Yes, I just finished my fifth season.
Are you going back for a sixth?
I'm
going
to audition. Woo! So we'll see what happens. Nobody's guaranteed a spot on the team. Right. So, you know, I have to go through the round, just like all the rounds, just like everyone else. And so we'll see what happens. I would love to be back for a sixth season, though.
I have watched the Seagulls auditions online.
On the street, on the yes. Not a podcast, the broadcast.
Yes,
yeah. It's stressful. Yeah. My mom watches it too, you know, at home, and she's like, nobody can come up. Like my dad, I think, just comes up like when my group shows up. She's like, no, just nobody talk to me. I gotta watch it. I gotta pay attention. So yeah, it's very stressful to watch, but it's super exciting that they let the public, you know, be a part of that.
For sure. I mean, we all love the Seagulls, and I mean, you're a beloved fixture in our community. And it's so nice to know that you were talking to Seagull Kylie today. If you want to follow her, what is your Twitter? Can we give that?
Yes. Okay, great. At Seagull Kylie. That's it. And my first name is spelled K-Y-L-I-E. So
yeah,
at
definitely.
Seagull Kylie. And then you can always follow the Seagulls at The Seagulls.
The Seagulls, which I was trying to find it, and I know I follow it, but then when I type in just Seagulls, you got to put the Seagulls in front of
Seagulls.
It.
So,
for sure. So what do you think is the most positive impact that you have received from becoming a Seagull? How has it positively impacted your life?
Yeah, there's so many things. You know, I think two of the biggest things. One of them is the friendships I've made. You know, these are my best friends in the whole world. And I was just saying this to Courtney the other day. They're your family. You spend more time with them sometimes than your family. You're spending about like 75% of the year with them, like throughout from auditions all the way to the end of the year. And then maybe a little break in the off season. Maybe you don't see them as much, but you're constantly talking, hanging out, especially in, you know, my close friends that are on the team. You know, these are my best friends and they're going to be my friends, you know, long after we're done with Seagulls. And I think the second thing is going out into our community and meeting our fans who are just so passionate and they love the organization. They love the Seagulls and we love them. So I think going out and doing all those things, like I said, Special Olympics is a huge event that we get to go do in the winter. And I've been so lucky to go the last couple years. We do appearances at Seattle Children's, at UW Medical Center. We're visiting patients. And those things, you're making, people are telling you, you're making such an impact, you know, on these patients' lives. But, you know, in return, they're making a huge impact on our lives as well. So I think those are like two, you know, standout appearances in my head. But of course, just going out to whatever it is, like maybe you're going to Safeway and you're just signing calendars, you're meeting a fan and, you know, we're making an impact on them. But in return, they're just so wonderful to us. So I think that those are two very positive you know, things I've taken away from Sieg House and so many other things too.
So you're listening to Live, Love, Dance today. Our guest is one of our beloved Sieg gals, Kylie Cook. And I want to put my dance hat on here for a second and ask some kind of, you know, geeky dance questions. Yeah. Auditions, when do the auditions happen for Sieg gals?
Yeah, auditions happen usually, the open call is about mid-April, end of April, and then rounding out with the final audition usually in the beginning of May.
Right. What do you have to do to get prepared for auditions? What is the audition process like when you go in? Because we've watched it, I have on DCC, making the team, the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders, and you say that your director patterns the Sieg gals, you know, they all pretty much, it's patterned exactly the same.
Yeah, people always say, like, I know that's what people can relate to, is that show. I watch it too. Mm-hmm. And so when people ask, it's like, it's very similar process. And Sherry Thompson, who was our director, is actually good friends with Kelly, who's the director of DCC. So there are similarities in that. But, you know, there's a few different rounds. It's a little bit, and I want to also say that, like I said to you, we have a new director coming in, so there may be some changes this year to auditions. So
will this be her first audition process, Courtney, as the director?
She had last year.
Okay.
But she was just recently hired on, so we kind of kept auditions the same as the years passed. So I think now this year she might put a little twist on it.
Which is always good, you know, to kind of shake it up a little.
Yeah, so I would say if you're hearing this and you're thinking about auditioning, definitely just stay tuned to the Sieg Gals website, because there may be a little bit of changes from what I'm about to say. But in my years past, if you're a rookie, you would be a rookie if you made the team, you've never been on before, you get to, you come up at open call, and it's basically just a 1 minute freestyle. You're usually in like pairs of three or four, and you just get up in front of usually the director, the choreographer, and maybe the assistant or someone else from management with the team. And you dance 1 minute freestyle. You don't know what song you're going to get.
They just play a song and you just go for it. Wow, how cool.
And so a lot of girls, they, like what I did is I kind of had little combos in my head. So when I got there, I didn't blank. But then, of course, like everyone kind of blanks a little bit because you're so nervous. So you just hope that it goes great. And so basically they're looking at, you know, is she fun to watch? Can she dance? Is she in good shape? Is she healthy? Like those kind of things is what they're looking for. So after they make that cut, then usually right after that round, the girls will stay after and they'll learn a routine from the choreographer. And then they would come back for the semifinal round usually the next day. And then from there, they'll cut that probably in half. And then it's the final round where the veterans, the girls that have been on the team before, we then come in, we get to kind of skip through to that final round, and we come in and intermix with the new girls. And that's where we learn a choreography. You get a question to answer on the microphone. You have to do a little solo, a little walkout. It's very much a production.
For sure.
So we come in, vets and rookies, and we get intermixed together. Usually there's about like 50 to 60 girls. And then from there, you'll see the live broadcast, which it may change this year. And they cut the team down. They create their team. It's usually about 28 to 32 girls.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's...
Wow.
Oh, and I forgot to mention, there's also interview in between all that.
Oh,
so the
right.
new girls have to go through an interview where they meet the director and kind of just have a conversation like we are now.
Yeah, that's... Oh, wow. It's a lot of stuff, but I know a lot of girls every year audition for the Sieg Gals, but I don't know the numbers. How many come to that first open audition call?
You know, I am not entirely sure. I mean, I can only speak to what I remember. My first year auditioning in 2013 was the very first time I auditioned, and there were a couple hundred girls there.
That's a lot of girls.
Yeah. So I was not at the like next couple open calls after that.
Because you're a veteran, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was watching. I was looking at the pictures, but I don't know the exact number.
So... You know, I love that you've been a veteran on this team for 5 years, and you've obviously had an opportunity to positively impact the rookies' lives. Can you speak to that a little bit for us? Like maybe a role that you've taken as a veteran, and how, as a veteran, you help the rookies?
Yeah, I think that it's so important. I just remember my first year kind of like a fish out of water. You don't know. Yeah. You're just so excited to be there, right? And when I was new, I really looked to those veterans that were on the team years before me, you know, the girls that were on the show group, which is the traveling group, the girls.
Which you're on?
Yes, I am on. Yeah, and that was just a huge accomplishment for me, too, you know, making that, because I had looked up to those girls for so long in my first couple years. the girls that were on Show Group, the past Seagal of the Years, the past Pro Bowl cheerleaders, like, I looked up to them and I went to them silly questions. Like, I remember calling my squad leader at like 10 o'clock the night before my first game. I'm like, we had to pin our raincoats. Like, I didn't know. And I'm like, I'm FaceTime. How do I pin my raincoat? You know, it's just like having little things, right. Having those people, you can take those little things too. So, you know, now that I've been on the team for a few years, I love helping the new girls. And that first initial, you know, meeting, orientation after you make the team, you kind of finally get to sit down and talk to the rookies. Because, of course, at auditions, everyone's kind of in the zone. You get to sit down and talk to them, and you, like, learn. You know, some of these girls went to school in California, and they've moved their life here. They grew up in Seattle their whole life. Or especially those girls that have auditioned year after year after year, and they finally make it. We've had a few of those. Uh-huh. You're like, oh, my gosh, I'm so excited for you, right? Uh-huh. So I love being, you know, a role model to them. But, you know, in the end, everyone on the team is so great and just great Seagals, great ambassadors that we all kind of help each other, too.
It sounds like a sisterhood.
Oh, definitely. And we always joke it's like a sorority, right? Like you're seeing these girls all the time. They're your best friends. You're traveling with them. You're dancing with them. It's like there's nothing better than like, we always say this too, like looking to the girl like on your right and she's like giving it her all, and like you're giving it your all, and you're like, this is so great. We get to do this together.
You feed off of each other's
absolutely,
energy.
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, I love that. And I'm just putting two and two together here. If you've been a Seagal for the past 5 years, then you were a Seagal at the Super Bowl when we won.
No, I wasn't.
What?
Yeah, that was the year I didn't make it.
Oh, it was right before that.
Yeah, I watched from home. But I did go to the Super Bowl my first year. It was the Arizona Super Bowl.
Right.
I still went to the Super Bowl, and right. It was awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I knew girls that were on the team that year, and especially those girls that they were on both years. Oh, my gosh, that's so cool.
Right, yeah. So my math was a little off there.
But... Yeah, I did audition that year, but, you know, like I said, everything happens for a reason, and I came back next year, got to go to the Super Bowl with my friends. It was awesome.
Kylie, you are an outstanding lady. I just loved having you on Live, Love, Dance today. Thank you so much for sharing your story, and I'm sure that people who are listening are going to be inspired by that, so thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you bet. Well, until we see you again, you can follow me on Twitter, Deanna Lee Dance. You can find me on Instagram, Deanna Lee Dance, also on Facebook, Deanna Lee Dance. And until I see you or see you, Miss Kylie, get out there and live, love, dance.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.